Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action. Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can? Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. Josh here. It is a cold, windy, freezing snowy day in Ludington, Michigan. And I've been excited because this is the 7th podcast in a row, wrapping up the first week, 51 more weeks to go in 2018. And it seems like a lot, but I promise in 12 months when we look back, it will have went by like that. Because that's how it works. Time flies when you're looking backwards, and it drags on when you're in the fire. And the thing I wanted to talk to you today about is narcissism. Not like the legit, actual scientific definition of it and all that stuff, but you know I'm in a really high-level mastermind group with Russell Brunson, which is amazing, and it's been an amazing decision for me to do that. And it was scary because it costs a lot of money. And, you know, I'm around all these like internet marketers. I come from the service industry world like you guys. But for my software company, I'm trying to, you know, position ourselves and understand the model and the market and all this stuff. And so I'm learning and I'm trying to grow the business. And one of the people I work with inside of this group has worked with Tony Robbins for like 20 years, like works with Russell now, but used to work with him. And we were talking. I asked her, I was like, you know, how do these people do this stuff? How does someone just go and go and go and go and put out so many videos, and they have so many people that are obsessed with them, but so many people that hate their guts? And like, I was like, what is he really like, right? Because with social media, and we all do this, even families and teenagers and even grandmas and grandpas, when we go on social media, what we do is we put our best self out there publicly. But that has almost nothing to do with who we are a lot of the times, right? So one mistake I see service companies make is that when we're online and when we're learning or watching other people's stuff or looking at pictures or things that people put on social, is we tend to make the mistake where we compare our actual messy life with other people's highlight reels, right? I can't remember if I've talked about this in the podcast before, but it can really slow people down and even paralyze people, because what happens is maybe your business is hard. Maybe you're not as smart as who you think these other people are smarter than you, right? Because the stuff they put on social and you didn't learn that yet. And I don't know this and I don't know that. Or man, they just got a $50,000 contract and I've never even got a $1,000 job. And oh my gosh, I'm so inferior, right? Well, what you're doing is you're comparing you to someone else's highlight reel, which is, first of all, it's irrational, but I've done it. And so I have massive compassion for it. The other thing is that if you look at celebrities or people like Tony Robbins, a lot of these people are wackos behind the scenes. Their family lives are a disaster. People that are close to them, you can kind of read between the lines and know that they're self-obsessed and all that stuff. Obviously, I don't know Tony Robbins. I've enjoyed a lot of the stuff that he's put out, but there's always been a part of me that when I watch people like Gary Vaynerchuk or Grant Cardone is a really good example. Gary's a good example. Or Tony Robbins, there's a part of me thinking, something in their brain is totally different than how my brain is, right? I would want to like puke if I was putting out super edgy video after video after video after video, just being bold and crazy. But that's why they're successful. So I'm trying to, I have this disconnect, and maybe you feel this way. You see these people out hustling and growing, and the 26-year-old kid has the million-dollar business, and you're 50, and your business is garbage still, and you can't figure out why, and it's a mess. There's an element to some people where they literally are like narcissistic and crazy and self-obsessed. And it honestly, it gives them an unfair advantage. In fact, tons of politicians are like this. And my understanding of narcissism, and I could be wrong, so, you know, send me a message if I'm totally botching this. But my understanding is that it's a group of people who are obviously very self-obsessed. But they don't have true empathy for other people. They also don't have fear. They genuinely and legitimately do not care what other people think. And if you think about it, that is a big advantage in business. If you literally had no fear of what would happen to you, of getting told no when you're selling, of if people think you're a jerk or you think you're an idiot or whatever, if that wasn't even on your radar, it would massively affect your decision making.
And chances are you would just go and build and do and grow and take what you want. And that's what happens with politicians and all these people. You look at Donald Trump and all the crazy attacks. Like, it's unlike anything I've ever seen in my life. It's just nonstop, relentless pounding and hammering from every corner of the earth, it seems like. He has massive supporters, obviously, but he's just getting pounded and pounded and pounded. But he just gets up and keeps doing it. He's just doing it. I don't know if I could do that. In fact, I don't think I could do that. And I was looking at some of our reviews for the Quick Talk because I want to grow our reviews up so we can grow the podcast and reach more people. And then they'll learn about our software and all that stuff. And I'm reading them and it's like super humbling and amazing. I'm just going to read a couple here. So one says, the most recent one says, Josh, keep bringing the info, man. I love that you're doing 365 shows this year. My business is in the stage where I'm transitioning from surviving to thriving. And a lot of that has to do with this podcast. That's from username 4322. Thank you so much for giving me a 5-star review. Super glad that we're helping you. The next one says, Josh, I just want to say thank you for doing the podcast. I own and operate a small landscaping company solo. Been in business for 6 months now, and we're growing rapidly, looking to hire 2 to 3 employees this year, and very nervous about how fast we're moving. Your knowledge has helped me and my wife move forward and take those leaps and bounds, focusing on what really matters, to seek first kingdom of God, and that it doesn't matter how much money we make, but to focus on building our team, family strong, and be involved with every aspect of our business. So that's from Jeff Baker, McCormick Lawn Care. Thank you so much, Jeff. And they go on and on. I have 95 reviews now. And there's like the nicest things ever. As I put out more content, I'm also going to be doing video stuff, teaching. I'm going to talk about more controversial stuff this year, just things I'm passionate about, things I believe in. And it's inevitably going to lead to, you know, haters or people that criticize. And some people will make it their life's mission to try to discourage or slow you down. I haven't had that really happen yet, only on a low level, you know, a couple hate emails here and there and stuff. But it's coming, and I know it's coming because of the content strategy I have for this year. It's just the way that it is. It's the nature of how this stuff works. And this is directly applicable to you. And the reason I'm talking about all this stuff is I want to ask you to be honest with yourself and start trying to figure out, are you holding back or hesitating? Are you giving, you know, 40 or 50% in an area where you could do 100% because of the fear of criticism, the fear of failure, the fear of someone making fun of you, the fear of looking stupid, whatever's going on in your head? If you are, guess what? That means you're normal. You know how everybody says nice guys finish last, right? I think that's a load of garbage. I know that it's a load of garbage because a lot of my friends finish first and they're the greatest people ever. They're the most generous, the most whatever. So I know that nice guys can finish first. And you can build the business that you want and play by the rules and not be a narcissistic, egomaniac, psycho that's looking to angle everybody. And what's your angle? And you got to make everything work for you. And for you to win, someone else has to lose. It's a zero-sum game. All that stuff's not true. The real truth of it is that if you feel those feelings, you're normal. And if you have fear and hesitation, you're normal. You're not one of the 1% of the United States population that is labeled with the extreme case of narcissism. And I'm not trying to beat up on Grant Cardone and all these guys, but there's something about them that separates them from the general public. And it's not because they're smarter. It's definitely not. It's because they just go for it in a way that I can't really imagine myself going for it at that level. But I also know that to build what I want, I got to put myself out there, and so do you. And if you want to have that big automated business with a team, you're going to have to step outside your comfort zone. And one of the things Tony Robbins says is one of my favorite quotes ever, and it's that the level of success in your life is directly proportionate to the amount of uncertainty that you're comfortable living with. And I do think that's true. I mean, all growth happens when you're uncomfortable and it's weird and you don't recognize it at the time. You know, there's just a little bit of pain. And then when you look back, you say, oh my gosh, look at the calluses I have from that experience. Like, wow, I can't believe I did that. I told this story before. The first large commercial account we ever got for my company, I went to do the bid at this credit union. It was a chain of really small credit unions, but there's like 5 branches, and the main branch was like huge. At least to me at the time, it was enormous. I had this huge glass atrium, and we're doing a bid to clean all the windows, and we had to use scissor lifts and articulated booms and all this stuff. And I had never been in one of those. I'd never rented one. I'd never used one. I knew nothing. And I show up for this bid, and I'm like young, man. I'm like mid-20s, and everybody there is like 40, 50 years old, and they have like these big, awesome work trucks, and I have my crappy $1,600 piece of junk truck, and I'm walking around with my clipboard just totally faking it till I make it, right? Totally faking, like pretending like I'm taking measurements, but inside I'm just like, what are you doing here? Like you idiot. What's wrong with you? You don't know. You have no idea how to price this job at all. There's no way they're going to hire you. You're the youngest person here. You have no clue what's going on, but I'm trying to like hold that all inside as I do this bid. And we ended up getting that account, and I underbid it quite a lot, actually. That's why I always tell people when they're overthinking a commercial bid and panicking, like, I don't care if you underbid your first large commercial account. In fact, I'd almost rather you underbid it and get it so that you can get the life experience out of going through the process, honestly. We think so short term. And going through that process, which was super uncomfortable, total uncertainty, way outside my comfort zone, produced a huge return on investment later for me. Because my confidence level went from like a 0.5 to like a 9.5 after I like did the job, and I got the scissor lift, and I was freaked out, and I thought I was going to kill myself. And then we got the boom, and we're dragging it around, and guess what? We got the job done. And it wasn't that big of a deal. It felt like this huge Mount Everest thing, and it wasn't. So if you're going to hold back this year, do it because you're choosing to, not because of the boogeyman or some social media, you know, shadowy figure is going to come down and hammer you. Or don't be afraid to ask that question that you might look stupid because someone might criticize you. That's insane. One of the things that drives me crazy the most online is how everybody's a keyboard warrior. Everybody's a UFC fighter on the internet, right? They're all tough guys, and they're all, you know, just so quick to criticize and drop the hammer on people. And the new guy comes in and asks a dumb question, what they call a dumb question, which really, it's just a question. None of us know anything until someone tells us. So don't hold back on that stuff. I would encourage you to do your research, put in the work. Like, don't try to just be a taker and suck information out of other people who have been there. Like, try to do your due diligence and scroll through forums and learn. But if you have a question, ask a question. And if someone's a jerk about it, who freaking cares? It's more important that you get the answer to that question in your brain so you can tuck it away for the rest of your life and use it and get a return on that investment of your time of asking the question than it is that guy was mean to you and hurt your feelings. And unless you're a narcissist, it does suck when people are rude or they're haters or they hurt your feelings or they're just a jerk. That does suck. That bothers me tremendously. It drives me crazy. But guess what? That just means you're normal and you're not a 1% crazy politician, lying, weirdo person or celebrity or whatever. So that's my message for today to wrap up the first week, everybody. I want to thank everybody that's given us some reviews. I also saw some people tag me in some posts on social where they had shared a link to the podcast. That is huge for us. That's why I'm doing this. Gary Vaynerchuk, who I think is very, very smart, but also totally like gives me a weird taste in my mouth when I listen to him. But he is smart, a lot smarter than me. He says, he has this book, you know, Jab, Jab, Right Hook. It's all about giving before you take, right? And the concept is sound because that's how I live my life. You give, 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 ask. And so this podcast is an effort for me to give, 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 ask. I have massively epic, amazing interviews lined up for this year. We're going to do some deep teaching. I'm going to do things I've never done on this podcast this year to keep it unique and fresh and entertaining and exciting. I even hear that my secretary has an interview scheduled with Rupert Puddles coming up. Rupert Puddles is this guy who's kind of online and came like a miniature phenomenon. I'm not sure what I think about him yet, but I'm going to have a quick chat with him and get your guys' feedback on it. If you haven't already, give me a 5-star review on iTunes. I love it. Tag me in social. Share this podcast. And if you're looking to grow your business, check out sendjim.com. God bless you all. Take care. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you loved today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.